Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, 38, oh, get this, we're going on 40 years. Come September 2024, I've been knocking out all bumps for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing journalist. So straight up, I bring a unique combination of dance. In fact, if you like to tweet me, my Twitter handle is not average Pedro. It's Twitter still, not X. Twitter. Bottom line is Twitter X. You know what I'm talking about. Straight up, this is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, coming to you from the Saudi Arabia, was a combination of MMA and boxing. Of course, former heavyweight champion, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. We'll talk about the one that, one point in time, I thought was a gifted one, Anthony Joshua. Well, he scored a second-round knockout of Francis Ngannou. It was a pretty clean shot. Ngannou was gone basically probably in the second round when he got knocked down the first time. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Francis Ngannou, you know, did what he was supposed to do. He went over and made a whole lot of money. I thought he might have landed a lucky punch or maybe a punch. He would have threw a punch, but he never got to throw a punch. It doesn't matter how hard you hit if you can't throw it, if you can't land it. He couldn't throw it. He couldn't land it. It was all AJ last night. All the criticism I have for Anthony Joshua. Oh, that's what. Let's compliment him today, because last night he looked excellent, stellar against a guy he should have. You put me in the ring. Put me in the ring with all my experience against a guy that only had one fight, and I kick his ass too. That's the bottom line. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, bringing Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, of course, talking Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Can't believe it, going on 40 years now. My man in the booth this week, of course, is Mr. Daniel Prodden. Daniel, take it away.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Of course, you can check them out at towerofpower.com. They've been doing their thing since 1968. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live. Let me say that again. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, keep stumbling about as I keep looking at this news about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson supposedly going to do something, an exhibition, something like that, July the 20th. We'll talk about that, of course, as I bring in Boxing's PAC, Socrates Wellman. But first, we go to the Middle East. Of course, Saudi Arabia and Anthony Joshua looking stellar against a guy he should have looked stellar against, Sock?
Yeah, I mean, there's no better way to put it. He was clearly the seasoned professional boxer, and it showed. Francis Ngannou, hats off. At 37 years of age, he has fought two professional prize fights, and he was paid somewhere between $30 to $50 million. Pretty good.
How much did he make that kind of money with Dana White?
Absolutely not. His last fight, according to numbers in the UFC, he made $600,000.
And that was for a sold-out arena that was sold off for over $8 million and the pay-per-view and the merchandise and the memorabilia and all that kind of stuff. He got $600,000.
That's right. You know that Reebok sponsorship, all that.
And you know what? I'm telling you, he could not have gotten away with pimping girls on the streets of San Francisco when I was a policeman. I'm sorry. He just couldn't have done it. The girls would have been on the first bus to Dallas, Texas or somewhere because you're not going to tell me, guess what? I'm going to make, you want me to do this thing for $100, right? And then you're going to give me 10. Okay, well, no, the girl ain't going to go for that. But in the USC, you don't have much of a choice.
No, listen, it's kind of criminal, you know? I mean, and the only way, I mean, we've seen labor negotiations like in the NFL and Major League Baseball, guys going on strike, whatever. Maybe that's what's going to have to happen, is going to have to happen in the UFC.
So both you and me are stumbling this morning here. Is that what's going on here?
A little bit. We must have drank out of the same cup. Or maybe it's because we have Ali shirts.
Oh, we're both wearing Ali shirts. Okay. Oh, man, that's a knock. Oh, poor champ, poor champ. CTE. In other words, we're the CTE version of Ali. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not at all.
Okay, so Anthony Joshua, give him props now.
28-3, 25 KOs. Of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Now, Ngannou, 0-2, made all kinds of money. More props to Ngannou. Time was 2 minutes and 38 seconds. There were some other fights on the card, but the one fight I want to get to is the, was it the featherweight, the WBC featherweight championship between Mr. Vargas and Mr. Ball?
Yeah, probably the front runner for robbery of the year. Ray Vargas was awarded a draw against an undefeated Brit, which is, I'm shocked, especially since Eddie Hearn, you know, was the main promoter on this elaborate card. And by all accounts, everyone feels that Ball should have got the nod against Ray Vargas. Although Vargas is, you look at the punch stat numbers, he actually landed slightly more. But the impactful punches, Vargas was falling all over the ring. It's just, I can't believe that it was a draw. I think the young man was robbed.
Well, the fans had it the other way, 114-112 as far as the scores were concerned. Of course, the official scores were 114-112 for Vargas. Oh, boy. Ray Reynoso had it 113-113. And then Jun Bail Lim, I believe he was from Asia, had it 116-110 for Nick Ball. 116-110, that sounds like a bit of a rout on paper there. The way I saw the fight, I saw a young man being dominated. I mean, how many times did he go down where he wasn't knocked down, Mr. Vargas?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly a sign that maybe he might, I mean, he's very tall, lightweight. So probably a sign that he's having difficulty making weight, you know, his legs. But Ball just manhandled him. You know, he's a stout, wide back fighter. You know, he took it to Vargas.
He owned him.
Yeah, he did. He did.
We're watching the clips here on WBC TV. Dude got owned, man. I mean, just owned. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how to put it. Sock, I have to tell you, and I keep repeating myself time and time and time again, but the only way I can explain it to the public at large is that if you're playing blackjack in Las Vegas and you've got $10,000 on the table and you get a king and an ace, and that's a stone-cold blackjack, right? And then the dealer says, you don't win, the guy with 16 wins, a 10 and a 6. I mean, that's the best way I could put it in boxing. There's no way to describe a robbery. I mean, the emotional highs you were on kicking some guy's ass, and a few seconds later, you're like, oh, come on, man. I didn't lose.
It's like they change. They're making the rules as you go along. You know, it's like, it's a perfect way to say it. And the problem is with Nick Ball, he may never be this good ever again. You know, he may be dejected. I mean, think about it. If a fan is upset that he lost, imagine the actual fighter how he feels.
Well, you hear Jeff Fenwick after the draw with Azuma Nelson in 1989. He went downhill from that. He told me that wrecked him. I mean, I was with him that night. Jeff Fenwick, of course, they called it a 12-round draw. He beat Azuma probably 9 or 10 of the 12 rounds without a doubt. I mean, it was just an atrocious score. But at the end of the day, we were together that night, walked around Las Vegas on the strip, this and that. And he was like, he was mind-ducked. And you know what I mean by ducked? I'm substituting the D word there. I mean, exactly. The F word there. But he was mind-ducked. He just was. I mean, you should have seen him. He was in a space of unbelievable. He couldn't believe what was going on. He still couldn't believe it. We're 3 hours afterwards. We went to the press conference, the whole nine yards. Jeff Fenwick, 3 hours later, was like still tripping super hard. He couldn't believe it.
And what happened in the rematch?
He got drilled.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what people don't understand. Look. Maybe it's like the perfect storm, you know. Maybe the guy that's supposed to win has an off night, but the guy that super exceeds expectations is just on his game, and he'll never have that. You know, the stars will never be aligned that perfect for someone again, and it's robbery. And all they're gonna do is, you know, pat you on the back. Oh, we'll get you a rematch, and it's like a, you know, like someone passing gas in the breeze, right? No one's, you know, who cares?
Well, Ray Danseco, the judge, had it 113-113. Time to pull his card. He's from California. I'm just like, absolutely. Who had it the other way here? 114-112. Let's see who that judge was. But the bottom line is that was a pretty. Now let's talk about Zil Zhang as I look for the score. Zil Zhang came in at 291 pounds. I mean, I told you about this fat Chinese guy that I trained in. In China, that was a bit of a nightmare. He got knocked out. He won by a knockout in the first round, but It was a sad thing. It was a fixed fight, and they brought in a wrestler to do the fix. The whole nine yards. It was crazy. But the bottom line is, I don't know what to say. MMA guys are. They're MMA guys. I mean, they're not boxing guys. And Francis Ngannou wasn't expected. I just got a text here. Francis Ngannou wasn't expected to win last night. No, he wasn't. Anyway, that third judge was Massimo Berevarico. Credit 114-112. Let's see where he was from. He is from, good-looking lad here. He is from Italy. Send him back to Italy. He's been judging since 1995. Send him back to Italy. He doesn't need to score no more boxing matches. No doubt about that. Put him on the list, Sock. Put him on the list. Now, was it worth $38?
Well, I tell you what. They gave you about 10 hours of content.
Yeah.
I guess so. Considering inflation and stuff. I mean, $40, kind of like a bargain. I was shocked how long that card was. That was wow. And Zhang really disappointed me. I was one of the guys. I was starting to rev up that bandwagon. I thinking that he's probably the most avoided heavyweight. And he really laid an egg. And as you see the video, you see the rolls going over the trunk.
No. 290 pounds. Here's what's up. I saw the way to beat him. I would move to the left on him, and I would beat him. I would beat him all night. I'd kick his ass. I'm telling you, big, tall, whatever you want. I'd loop those right hands over. Even if I had a height disadvantage, I would loop those right hands over, and guess what? They would be there. And then I would turn around and loop left hands at him. I mean, he can be hit, okay? And the fact that Parker went down twice, I get the two knockdowns. People say, well, he went down twice. Yeah, but, the other guy didn't win too many rounds.
Yeah, that was basically it. The rounds that were clearly Zhang were the knockdown rounds. But you know what? If Zhang was not in the best shape,
shame on him.
Shame on him. But let's give credit to Joseph Parker. What a resurgence. He's fresh off the win against Deontay Wilder, and he schools Wilder, and then he takes the fight away from Zhang. So Joseph Parker, look at his resume. He's fought guys like Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua. He's a fighter, and credit to him and his work ethic.
No doubt about that. But Zhang, 291 pounds, I was freaking out about his weight, but the fact that he came in at 287, I think, for his last fight, I thought he was down in his 260s, but 280. They just don't seem to have it together. I mean, as far as the larger athletes are concerned, they don't seem to get it right. The smaller athletes, of course, I'm talking about in boxing and MMA and this and that, the Chinese have got that down because, these 112-pound girls look like they weigh 140. I mean, so Flintstone vitamins, be it as they was. All right, before we go to a break, Saul Alvarez, of course, is going to take on 62-2 now. 60 wins, 2 losses, 2 draws. Of course, the one loss to Dmitry Bivol last year, and, of course, the one loss many, many years ago to Floyd Mayweather when he was green as guacamole, as was David Benavidez a couple of years ago. That's why he's being avoided. Guess what? Saul Alvarez is going to take on Jaime Munguia. Are you ready for that? Probably not. Let's go to a break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Jaime Munguia! Come on!
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It was a marathon of a card in Saudi Arabia. Of course, it clashed with the vacant WBA 154-pound belt, formerly be held by, of course, Jermell Charlo. Jermell Charlo making all that money with Canelo Alvarez, probably retiring after that. The number one contender, the Dream, Israel, the Dream, Majinov, scored a fifth-round TKO over WBA number two guy, Magomed Kurbanov, 25-1, 13 KO score. That was Friday night in Saudi Arabia. Lots of things happened in Saudi Arabia. I couldn't go down all the fights. There must have been 35 fights on that card, but I don't know how they got all those boxes in there. And if they got all those boxes in there, if this was the old days, they'd have to have a bordello in the hotel.
I don't know how to follow that.
Huh?
That was a mega card. I don't know how to follow that.
Yeah, you know, I'm just telling you. I remember I was in Mexicali one time for the Jorge Marmero Pius fight and Calvin Grove, and everybody said they were going to the hotel. No, that I needed to stay at the Hotel Bahia. In other words, to make your reservations at the Hotel Bahia. Well, the Hotel Bahia wasn't on, like, the Super 8 list or anything like that, you know. So I went to the Hotel Bahia later that day to pick somebody up, and it was a big brothel. Okay, it was a big brothel, and all the referees from L.A. were staying there, except for Lou DeFlippo. Lou DeFlippo was the only one. He was married. He wasn't staying there, but all the other L.A. referees, Marty Dankin, I can go on and on, they were all staying there. And Marty Dankin had a suite down there. They called it the Dankin Suite.
Really?
I'm telling you, the old school referees and knew a lot about hookers. Anyway, lots of fun.
Boxing.
What?
Go together. Hookers and boxing, they seem to be intertwined. You know, you got to kind of be there to experience it.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay, I'll give you my one interview with a hooker. She was she was working out of Las Vegas, and she serviced both Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis. So this was an interesting interview. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, we were at a club. So I said, can I roll tape? She said, I don't care. Anyway, the club was making too much noise in the background for the tape to make it do any good. So I said, she was sitting to me. She goes, well, she goes, you know, Lennox was a gentleman. She goes, Mike, not so much. I mean, how can I figure that one out?
I mean, I don't think anybody would be shocked, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be shocked whatsoever. She goes, to call Mike a freak would be an understatement on freaks. Or something like, she said something like, and she said this on the air, right? So I was like, right on. And then, of course, she said Lennox was a gentleman and truly a nice guy. Just now. But, I mean, it's not too often you interview a hooker that banged two heavyweight champions.
She is definitely has to be in the Mount Rushmore of
of hookers?
Yes.
um All in all, a lot of quantity yesterday. Was the quality worth 38.88? I guess it was worth it. But back to that Vargas and Nick Ball fight. What do you think the WBC is going to do? You're on WBC TV. You're the boxing's PhD. Put them on the spot. What do you think they should do?
They have to mandate a rematch. And it should be in the UK. Because I don't think Ray Vargas is a big draw anywhere else. I mean, obviously, they took the Saudi money. If they want to do right by Nick Ball, make it in the UK. You know. And if Ray Vargas wants to continue to be called a world champion, show some legitimacy. You know what? Basically admit, hey, I got a gift. Show some, you know, chutzpah and go to the UK and fight Nick Ball. I'm sure it'll be a sold-out place wherever he's from, and because it's one of the great boxing fan bases. You know, they support the British fighters. Mandate that rematch and, you know, give the fans what they want to see, some justice.
In a proposed battle of Flintstone vitamins, Manny Pacquiao versus Conor Benn.
That is a fascinating way segue. Yeah, Manny Pacquiao, 45 years of age against a 27-year-old.
No, let's break it down for a minute. He turned pro at 107 pounds, right? Right? 106 3/4 pounds, right? He gained all that weight, went up to 147 pounds, 154 pounds, and at 147, he had no fat on him, okay? I don't think that's possible because every Filipino I know that starved his ass off from 106 pounds on is fat at 140 pounds. Manny Pacquiao was the exact opposite. I think he used Flintstone vitamins. I think our buddy had something to do with it. You put your hand, I think he was a genius, but I think there was something in those shakes.
Look, it's been rumored, but the one thing, it's never been proven, right?
Vander Holyfield never got caught with a test, except his testicles, according to the Nevada City Athletic Commission, he suffered from testicular shrinkage. You know what that means?
I think I have an idea.
Yeah, it means he took steroids, and his nads now look like raisins.
Yeah. I mean,
Bobby Bonds, Barry Bonds' son, Bobby Bonds' son, Barry Bonds, same thing. I mean, I never did steroids. Well, how come your nads are like the size of, like, you know, little tiny nuts?
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, Manny Pacquiao never tested positive for anything illegal, but Conor Benn did. So go figure. Maybe the testing has gotten better over the years. It's always was rumored, but you know,
Conor Benn can't fight. He can't fight at home, can he?
That's right. Him and Tyson Fury, they can't fight at home. So this fight is looking like it's heading back to the desert, the real desert, Saudi Arabia, and they're going to get paid a lot of money. And you know, I'm not much of a fan of Conor Benn. You know, I don't think much of him. I think if his name is Conor Benson, you probably wouldn't even know who he is. But you know, he's the son of a UK legend. And at 45 years of age, I think Manny Pacquiao has a shot. Call me crazy.
Here's what's up. But we shouldn't even be advocating him boxing. That's what I'm trying to say. We should be saying, you know what? This isn't a good thing. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I mean, Manny's been taking punches now professionally since 1995, I believe. That's a long, long time, man. And I mean, what I don't get is when you look at these current state of boxers that didn't get out at a decent amount of time, historically, you look at them, you look how damaged you are. If you've got money, why would you continue if it wasn't out of greed?
I wouldn't say greed, but there's a certain high that fighters get when their name is said and they come out and there's an arena packed full
of
people.
But all that changes when you get your ass whooped.
That is true. But at the moment, it's a drug. It really is. It's something that it can't be matched. And I really believe, and that's a lot of athletes, you know, that hang around too long, right? Manny won't be the first, and he's not going to be the last, you know. And ego, look, Manny and his family, they're used to wearing Burberry, Gucci, you know, certain brand names. And, you know, who knows how much money Manny Pacquiao lost in his run for presidency, right?
Now that listen, Bro. He lives in the Philippines, okay? He lives in the Philippines. Right. I mean, it's not like he's made a lot of money. There's no, he could have spent hundreds of millions almost and still have some money left. He lives in the Philippines. And you know, I mean, he's got somewhat of a salary. He's still a congressman or a senator or something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you give him props to that. Of course, he ran for president. That didn't work out too well, did it?
No, he got drilled. Right? I mean, it was like, there's like people say there's levels in boxing. Well, I guess there's levels in politics as well. You know, he finished, I believe, fourth.
5%.
Yeah, you know, and Manny Pacquiao is the most recognized Filipino in the entire planet. So in his own home country, he finished, you know, with 5% of the vote.
You know what I haven't figured out yet is that who are crazier, the Floyd Mayweather fanatics or the Manny Pacquiao nuts? Because these guys, they take up so much space on the internet going back and forth every day. Oh, man, it's nauseating.
It is. Now, I have a question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd, as we know, is active. He's fighting in these circus, you know, exhibitions, right?
I turned him down.
Manny Pacquiao, huh?
I turned him down.
You turned. Well, he probably knew, you know, you still have something, you know, left. You know, the last thing that goes is your punch, right? Now, does Manny Pacquiao get more props fighting a real fight? I mean, they're basically the same age. I mean, he's fighting a 27-year-old. If Manny Pacquiao beats Conor Benn, what does that do to his legacy?
I don't know what it does to his legacy, but it says a whole lot for Flintstone Vitamins.
So you think that, hey.
Ain't no way he's coming back and not having Flintstone Vitamins. Come on, man. He's 45 years old. He needs every advantage he can get.
That is true.
He looks like an old Filipino bus driver. Stick around for a minute after the break. I'll keep you for a short time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Boxing's PhD after the break.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Guess who that was? Mike Tyson, Iron Mike Tyson, 50-6 as a pro, 44 KOs. Last time we saw him in a boxing ring for real, it was in 2004, I believe, with Kevin McBride. That was in Washington, D.C. Of course, that was the last meltdown of Mike Tyson professionally. I think he's had one little match in between, an exhibition with Roy Jones. But outside of that, he's been quiet since 2004. Of course, now he's talking about taking on the problem child, Jake the problem child Paul. Of course, 9-1, 6 KOs. Makes me want to puke, but I have to get this. July 20th, AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. Fight will be on Netflix. I got to ask Boxing's PhD, is this just some type of, is this printed rumors? Is this gossip? Is this for real?
It's going down as per Netflix. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's an exhibition, so there will not be any official record keeping. I don't know if that means that the judges will be involved, kind of like when Mike had the exhibition with Roy Jones Jr. But I'll tell you one thing. It will do good numbers. And the fact that boxing is on Netflix, the biggest entertainment platform maybe in the world right now, that says something.
Wow. You know, when I look at Mike Tyson nowadays, I watched him working out the other day. He's in pretty damn good shape. He looks fast. He looks fearsome. He's even got that little dip where he gets in there and throws that uppercut. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So the form is there.
The form is there. He'll be 58 when this goes down. And it's, I mean, we are all fans of our youth, right? And I'm 46. Mike Tyson is part of my youth, you know, and seeing Mike hit in the mitts. I mean, yeah, there's nothing coming back at him. That's something, it's like, it makes you smile, you know? I mean, people talk about Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, you know, the video game, you know, on Nintendo. Mike Tyson is an icon. And, you know, hate it or like it, love it, whatever, it's going to do good numbers.
Okay, I got one bad rap on Mike Tyson, bro. You ready for it?
Talk to me, brother.
His weed ain't that good.
Really?
It isn't on sale in Northern California much. And when it's a Las Vegas thing. I saw it in the Vegas dispensaries, but not here in Frisco. So we sort of stick to the real stuff.
Oh. What about the edibles?
The ears?
The ears, right.
The ears took off, man. Evander Holyfield and him have formed some type of business together. So they're doing the weed thing together. Of course, Holyfield, I'll never forget, when I first met him in 1984, he was sitting at a table, and I threw my plate down on the table. I thought my spit didn't stink. Thought I was really cool. And I said to him, man, I can't believe they're feeding me this crap. Blah, 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 blah. And he sits down and he goes, blood, be glad you're eating. You know, and I said, oh, okay. And this turned out to be Evander Holyfield. Blood, be glad you're eating. they were terrible pancakes. No doubt about that. Of course, Evander Holyfield, now the icon. I'm glad he's not involved in these exhibitions, because that last one he had, remember the MMA guy knocked him out in one round?
And that was hard to watch. Yes, the Brazilian, I forget Victor, the guy's name.
Vitor Belfort.
Yes, the UFC man. Yes, that was bad to watch. And Evander, unfortunately, has not been as good with his money as Mike. So that was
The reason why is that Mike continues to generate money, and Evander doesn't.
But Mike's, I mean, what's the marriage count between the two?
I don't know if Holyfield got married. He had like 19 women, 19 kids with 19 women or something like that. Some unbelievable number. And But Mike, of course, has been married to this doctor now for about, I guess, about 10 years. And it seems to be really working out. They had tragedy in her life when one of their children died on the exercise machine down there in the house gym. But outside of that, they seem to be having a great life together, and Mike seems to be on track. Outside of Mike Tyson slapping the snot out of that guy on the airplane, the guy sitting behind him, I wouldn't have waited that long. That's it. That's the difference between me and Mike, and you too. You think you would have waited that long?
No, and the entire plane applauded.
Yeah,
Mike was in the right.
You couldn't script a jerk any better. You just couldn't do it. And the cameras were rolling the whole 9 yards, and the guy kept kicking the seat. Man, he kept kicking the seat, and I said to myself, you know, I had a guy kick my seat one time. And it got a little nasty on a flight coming out of Vegas one time. The guy had lost a lot of money, and he was really, really drunk and this and that. So I tried to give him a pass, right? And he kept kicking the seat and kicking the seat and kicking the seat. And I waited till the flight attendant came by, and then I stood up and turned around and confronted him. And I said, Mother Ducker, if you do that again, we're going to go to blows. And she goes, pardon me? And I said, yeah. I said, this guy's been kicking my seat. He goes, I'm a nervous wreck. I said, I don't give a spit if you're nervous. No, I do be kicking my seat.
You know, right.
Coming out of people drunk coming out of Vegas. Now, Cherish Crawford, what's he going to do?
Well, apparently he's going to not lose that much weight his next fight. And he's going to take on another son of a legend, Chris Eubank Jr.
At 154?
I think he's. I have not heard of any catch weight, so to speak, but I don't think Chris Eubank Jr. is going to go down to 54. I mean, it seems like he's going to go up somewhere in the 160s. I mean, I can't see him. I mean, the guy fights at 68. You know, so Terrence Crawford, he's looking to stay active, it's like I want to stay active, and eventually that fight with Canelo is going to happen.
Oh man, what David Benavidez? It's all about David. David should be at the front of the line. Let's talk about the May 6th card in Japan. The Noah Noi, 26-0 now, 23 kills, considered maybe the king, the pound for pound king of boxing. Taking on Luis Neri, 35-1. Neri can crack. He's a big puncher as well. But he was stopped by a body shot, wasn't he?
I believe he was. Neri's had a good career, you know, and I would not be surprised if he gives Inoue problems early, especially if you look at Inoue's fights, he's kind of a slow starter. He kind of gets going after the fifth, sixth round. And Neri is a crafty guy, but like you said, the monster is real, you know, and I can't see Neri going the distance, but I could definitely see Neri giving problems.
Good enough. You go have a good week with your family, my brother. We'll talk real soon. I mean, have a great week, and of course, get those toothbrushes off to Tommy D, and please promise me that they'll be wrapped and sanitized.
Absolutely, nothing but the best for my boy Tommy D.
Yeah, all right. And guess what? Do you have to get up? You have to get up to go to work in the morning.
No.
he got to work at home yesterday and watch a fight at home. So Tommy D's got it going on. I'm looking forward to spending time with Tommy D tomorrow. You have a good day, my brother.
I appreciate you having me on, brother. Thank you.
You know, let's play some Detroit music in the background. Boxing in Detroit last night, we'll talk about that to an extent, but when I think of Motown, I think, you know, Thomas Hearns and Emmanuel Stewart, and of course we did the show last week on the Kronk Gym with the real Kronk Gym, John Lee Pack, of course, and Richard Sloan, the former VPs of the Kronk Gym. But it was just emotional. I mean, afterwards, I thought about it, and all the way home, I kept thinking about Emmanuel and what we did together and stuff we did around the world. I mean, me and Emmanuel probably been to, like, maybe 20 countries together, and I got to travel with him around the pond. And the reason why I use this card, this song, when I talk about Emmanuel in Detroit, is that this song was recorded not too far from the Kronk Gym. It was recorded on Grandview Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan, at the home of Berry Gordy. Of course, Berry Gordy being a former professional boxer, I think he was something like 13-2 or 11-2 with only 4 knockouts, but his trainer was the great Eddie Futch. Okay, so Eddie Futch. So, I mean, at one point in time, the king of Motown was going to be a professional boxer. Guess what? He said that he found out that girls are with singers 24 hours a day, and girls are with boxers only after the fights. So he decided he was going to change his tune and go from a boxer to a singer. And of course, He had one small hit, Berry Gordy did, but outside of that, he was the producer and the president behind Motown Records, because Motown Records brought us Mary Wells, the first lady of music, no doubt about this, as far as soul music back then, Diana Ross and the Streams. I can go on the Temptations. Anyway, Gordy was a good guy. When I cornered Gordy on a couple things, as far as boxing and the Supremes were concerned, at Eddie Futch's funeral, he almost ran away. I mean, he's like, his eyes got all big. This and he didn't think anybody would come at him with those kind of questions. But yet, I did. Bottom line is, I thought that there was a couple things. A couple questions he couldn't answer, but he wouldn't. You know, some people answer them, some people won't. May the 4th, get down. Las Vegas, of course, T-Mobile Arena. Of course, Jaime Munguia, 43-0. Of course, the Mexican fighter from Mexico. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, a year and a half ago, wouldn't fight Mexicans unless they were soft touches. And, of course, this guy, I think, is a soft touch, although he is an active fighter, no doubt about it. I mean, Jaime Munguia will come to fight. He'll throw punches the entire time. There's just no doubt about it. He's going to be entertaining. He's going to make the fight you want to watch, okay? But Canelo is supposedly a level above him, supposedly. Now, we don't know because Canelo has age. He is getting old. And, you know, I mean, when you look at the miles on the odometer, Canelo's got a lot of miles on the odometer. Of course, he got beat up by Dmitry Bivol 3 fights ago. Remember that? After that fight, he took on John Ryder. That was a walk in the park. Of course, after that fight, he took on Jermell Charlo, the 154-pounder that stepped up to 168. Then he was going to try to pull off the next Charlo scam when Canelo was going to fight the Jermell Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo, who has only fought once against David Benavidez' brother, I think Jose Benavidez. Of course, he was a welterweight coming up, and he wanted his 10-round decision against him. But outside of that, he hasn't fought in like 2.5 years. But they want to make him next for Canelo. So they were looking for all these guys to come up with Canelo, and evidently, they were willing to give... they tried to put together a deal that was going to give Charlo $20 million to fight Canelo. Well, they couldn't come up with the $20 million eventually, and instead they went with Jaime Munguia. And supposedly, I was told that Munguia was offered $30 million at one time, but these are just press reports. There's no way in the world Jaime Munguia is making $30 million for this fight. If he's making $30 million for this fight, I'll cut off an appendage, and it won't be my finger. I'm telling you the truth. I just don't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, where are they going to give a taxi driver with 43... A little bit better than a taxi driver. He can fight. He's exciting, but he isn't upper echelon. He's a good B fighter. He's not an A fighter. Canelo should be fighting A fighters. Canelo hasn't fought an A fighter since he fought Bivol. I mean, Ryder was a formidable foe. I mean, Charlo wasn't a formidable foe, but Ryder was. And then what happened with Ryder? Munguia chops up Ryder and stops him inside the distance, making him look superior to Canelo Alvarez, who had just fought Ryder 6 months earlier. So what I'm trying to tell you is this is sort of like a bad sense of boxing choreography in my mind. This is the way I see it. This is not the way to do it. I mean, Jaime Munguia, of course, is a good fighter, and I'm trying to say he doesn't deserve a shot at the gold, this and that. Probably does, but, you know, there are guys more deserving. I'm going to go back to David Benavidez. Now, David Benavidez is going to go up to 175, have an interim fight with a once-beaten Russian. The Russian was stopped by Artur Bitabev, but outside of that, he's got no real claim to fame. Go Vazak. But the bottom line is, I tell you at the end of the day, Benavidez could get hurt in a fight like this. This isn't a fight. I mean, somehow they conned him. I'm not saying the World Boxing Council conned him, but people conned David Benavidez into just shutting up about Canelo and not saying nothing. I mean, because if he really wanted Canelo, he'd be sitting out in front of Canelo's house in a mobile home. He just would. I mean, he'd pitch a tent in front of Canelo's crib. I mean, he'd embarrass Canelo to the point where Canelo had to fight him. Okay? He would have to fight him. But Benavidez is not that smart, I guess, or he doesn't want to fight that bad. It's either one or the other, or he's being told, guess what, man, don't start any trouble. Just go in the other direction. We'll let Canelo do his thing for this thing with Jaime Munguia. We'll build up a fight with you. You take the 175 fight, and then guess what? Maybe you guys can fight at 168 or 175, but we're going to make sure that you, David Benavidez, get this fight with Canelo Alvarez in 2024 with an asterisk next to it. You know what the asterisk means? He can give up the WBC title. He can give up the WBC title, or he can just retire. One or the other. I think he gives up the title. I don't think he'll ever see Canelo Alvarez in any ring with David Benavidez not fighting. I mean, one guy will fight, the other guy will be standing there looking at him, maybe interview him, but that's it. They'll never fight. Canelo's El Pollo.
Listen. Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just as Scott Cuddy announced my name there, both earplugs fell out of my ear. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, this is a Saturday edition. I want to mention that we're also on the WBC Live channel. Of course, that's on Bolt Plus. It's an exciting new social TV experience that's on the web, mobile, plus on 10 million of those Hisense and VDAA power TVs around the world. Straight up, you can check them out. Of course, talk about WBC Live on the WBC Live page at Facebook.com. You are tuned to the longest running fight show, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. KeepBoxingFree.com is another website that they push really hard. So I want to give all those people down there a big props up at KeepBoxingFree.com. Now, the March schedule for professional boxing looks pretty good. It really does. I mean, the 30th, I'm all pumped up about this first Amazon Prime card. Of course, I'm pumped up on how people are going to be able to steal this. Oh, did I really say that? Yeah, I am. Anyway, Tim Zhu, of course, the undefeated champion, 154, coming to us out of the Down Under Australia, taking on Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman's only lost, I think, that one fight to Manny Pacquiao. These guys will do it at 154. And, of course, Thurman, formerly a welterweight. That's March the 30th, Amazon Prime, their first pay-per-view. The co-feature is a guy that he's his boxing's most valuable player, the smartest man in the entire sport of boxing, Raleigh Romero. Raleigh Romero defends the WBA super lightweight title against Pitbull Isaac Cruz. Isaac Cruz, of course, a guy that I think can fight. He's got tremendous skills, but the bottom line is he's fighting probably 10 pounds too heavy, and I think Raleigh will win this fight based on size and attitude. Raleigh's got the right attitude. Also on the card, Ersan Ilara taking on Michael Zarafa for the WBA middleweight champion. He's still around, and get this, Sebastian Fedora, of course, that 6'7", 6'5", 154-pound guy, that freak I met in Mexico City at the WBC convention a couple years ago. And come on, and that, calling him a freak is not a bad thing. I mean, the guy's 6'5", 154. What do you call that, normal? No, it's a freak. Anyway, he's going to get another shot after getting knocked out. After he, of course, got knocked out in that last fight. A couple of good hooks, couldn't take him. Anyway, taking on Sergey Bohochik. That's going to go down WBC Super Welterweight title March 30th on that card. I don't know if he deserves another title shot this quick. He got knocked out in his last title fight, so you get a rematch for the title? I don't know, but the bottom line is that's going to go down. The 31st on Peacock. Not too many people watch fights on Peacock, but they have a heavyweight bout on Frazier Clark and Fabio Wardley. It's a heavyweight match March the 34th. And, of course, March 30th, and make that back. April 6th is DAZN, April 13th DAZN. Bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.